The White House will not cooperate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, refusing to hand over what a top House Democrat demands in one of the Trump investigations. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
House Democrats want documents related to the security clearances of Trump administration officials. In a 9-page letter to House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, the White House counsel said the panel's request for individual FBI background investigation files showed a total disregard for individual privacy and called the committee's document requests highly improper. Cummings has defended the panel's request for documents as constitutional and part of the committee's oversight responsibilities. Dave?
John, next hour, Attorney General Barr will face new questions at the Senate over a letter he got from the special counsel taking issue with Barr's summary of his investigations report, causing public confusion.
Mueller reportedly writes that the summary, quote, did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of his work. But a spokesperson for the DOJ tells Fox News that the special counsel didn't find anything in Barr's March 24th letter to be inaccurate or misleading. Rather, Mueller expressed frustration over the media coverage and lack of context regarding his obstruction of justice analysis.
Fox's Sean Langel. Barr could skip tomorrow's House hearing in a dispute over who can ask him questions if he doesn't go. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell wants Barr impeached. The day after Venezuela's disputed president went on state TV to say an uprising had been defeated, the U.S.-backed opposition leaders calling for more protests. National Security Advisor Bolton told Fox Russia and China are intervening to help keep Maduro in power.
You heard the president's tweet last night on a possible embargo if the Cubans don't stop the violence. There's a lot at stake here.
What was the motive? That's the question the day after a shooting at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, that left 2 dead, 4 injured. Students ran in panic.
I took the girl next to me and we hid in the nearest men's restroom.
The accused shooter, Tristan Terrell, is also a student. His grandfather reacted in shock, saying this is not in his DNA. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Guilty. A Minneapolis police officer convicted of manslaughter in the 2017 shooting death of a woman, Justine Damon, who had called police to report she had heard a possible sexual assault nearby. Mohammed Noor shot her after he says he heard a loud bang that startled him and he fired to stop the threats.
It does not give us pleasure to call out police wrongdoing, but when it occurs, it is our job to let the public know and in extreme cases to bring charges and prosecution.
Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman is dismissing criticism race played a role in the case. Officer Noor is black, Damon was white. Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in prison in London for skipping bail back in 2012. This week's after the WikiLeaks founder was dragged out of the Ecuador embassy where he was hiding for nearly 7 years. Assange was trying to avoid a sex crime investigation in Sweden and a U.S. inquiry. Tomorrow there will be a hearing to extradite Assange to America to face charges over hacking into the U.S. military to get classified information WikiLeaks published. Penn State University's ex-president, ousted in a football coach sex scandal, was supposed to go to jail this morning, but Graham Spanier didn't. After a judge threw out his child endangerment conviction.
The judge issued a decision that gives state prosecutors 3 months to retry Spanier. He had been due to report to jail early Wednesday to begin serving a minimum sentence of 2 months. Spanier was forced out as president shortly after Jerry Sandusky's 2011 arrest on child molestation charges. In 2012, Spanier was accused of a criminal cover-up, although many of those charges were dismissed by an appeals court. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
The first couple to plead guilty in the college admissions bribery scandal in court in Boston this hour. That scandal ensnared dozens of people, including actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
ESPN 93.5. Now local news. Congratulate your Illini or Parkland grad or honor that retiree with a beautiful art and photography from my friend Larry Canfer. So I told the crowd, I said, yeah, Larry was, you know, a young guy, and I told him to take his camera and point at that red barn and take a picture of it. And I didn't want to get emotional, but look what he's done since. And then I said, Larry was once asked at a party if that was actually true, and he said, no. Larry Canfer and his team at the Larry Canfer Gallery. Meet Larry, check out gifts, and see all of his work at Canfer, K-A-N-F-E-R, Canfer.com, or stopping at the gallery off Neal Street, Dunlap, in Champaign. It's just amazing to me that you can be an artist with a camera. And that's what he is.
Uh-huh.
That's just stunning. I have a camera. I'm not an artist. How does that work? He'll take a camera, and it's like an artist. He's like Rembrandt or something. It's crazy. I've got a camera, too. I don't know how to do that, but why? Why? The news brought to you by Larry Canfer.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In order to facilitate fiber optic installation, Campus Communications Group will be closing a southbound lane of State Street between White Street and Springfield Avenue. That lane closure begins today, and it reopens Monday, May 6th. During the closure, southbound traffic will be reduced to one lane in the area. In order to temporarily set up a crane near 201 West Springfield Avenue, customer service crane will close one northbound lane of Randolph Street between Healy Street and Springfield Avenue. That lane closure happens on Friday, May 3rd between 7 a.m. and noon. Illinois is now taking applications for farmers to grow hemp. The applications are available on the Department of Agriculture's website. The state approved rules for hemp production in early April. The governor says the chance to grow hemp and the chance for entrepreneurs to process it would keep the state moving ahead in the agricultural economy. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Maybe the farmers can see some drying up a bit.
No, we need it.
Yes, a flood watch, flash flood watch in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. We're currently at 62 on ESPN 93.5.
I know my farmer friends are chomping at the bit.
Yes.
Okay, another shooting. North Carolina talked a lot about guns yesterday. I just don't even know what to say. Had you heard about it?
No.
I mean, remember when they first started? It was 24/7.
Yeah.
Now it's just another shooting.
Right.
And now we go, oh, where was that one at? Okay. What's for lunch? It's just now it's normal. And I don't, again, it's one of those where you just, what do we do? And there's people with guns going, anyway, it's the same. And I haven't talked about it yet. And I'm going, well, you know, how many, four dead? Okay. That's, wow.
I know.
It's awful. A wild, crazy, mentally ill or evil person, whatever it is, going and shooting his classmates. And he lived. So you got to deal with that. He's got to go through all the system and all that. Man. So we're where we were, exactly same spot we were yesterday in our discussion of what to do. And we suggested do all the background checks you want. And evil still will win on some occasions and do horrible things. And we'll have to figure, you're not eliminating guns. We know that. The Second Amendment, the country had that from the start. And so we're exactly, I don't know what else to say, except it's just awful. And it's just awful that it heard the news. It's horrible. Sorry, can't believe there'll be another one soon.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, what the heck? Okay, Cubs win. You were probably asleep. It was after midnight when they finished in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Game didn't start till 9:10 on US 105.9.
It's 7:10 in Seattle, so normal time, I guess, out there. But what about us in the Midwest? Come on. Start the games a little later, people. Earlier.
Well, today is going to be a 5:40 start. So
that's 5:40 Central?
So an afternoon game.
Okay.
For
late afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay, 3:40. All right, good. Because Cubs get out of town, they're off tomorrow, and then Friday it's the Cardinals. Cardinals and Cubs in Chicago.
Here we go.
Yep. Cardinals are playing really good baseball. But they'll go to Chicago with the Cubbies probably about three games back, maybe two. And it'll be sold out and big. And what's the weather in Chicago this weekend? Are we still going to be dealing with rain? I don't even know. But it's a lot of rain out there. We just have to deal with it. All right, ESPN 93.5, get your recaps next. 8:15, ESPN 93.5. All right, your sports headlines.
Cardinals beat Washington. The final was 3-2. We've got your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and for the second straight game in Washington, D.C., the Cardinals scored in one inning and made the run stand up. Much closer than game one when the Cardinals won 6-3. Last night, they beat the Nationals 3-2.
They did get those three runs, but the key was the Cardinals' pitchers. Adam Wainwright was terrific. He went six-plus innings, and the bullpen was even better. The bullpen really good. John Gant especially, throwing 98 miles an hour, really developing into a very strong reliever. The save goes to Andrew Miller, who picked up his first save as a Cardinal. Also good work from the other left-hander, Tyler Webb.
Tyler Webb got a double play ball, throwing a pitch in the seventh inning to Juan Soto. RBIs for Colton Wong on a bunt single with two outs.
Bases loaded. Colton Wong at the plate. And the pitch. There's a bunt down the third base line. It's a beauty. It's going to be a base hit for Colton Wong and an RBI. DeJong scores, and it's 2-1 Nationals. What a beautiful bunt that was by Colton Wong.
And Harrison Bader, a base hit up the middle.
Swing and a line drive. Base hit to center field. One run scores. Here comes another. The throw to the plate is not in time as Molina scores. And the Cardinals take a 3-2 lead. Two-run single, Harrison Bader. Cardinals just finding new ways to win, and that's what's exciting. They really feel it right now. They got to keep it going.
The Cardinals go for five in a row in the win column behind Miles Michaelis tonight. He'll be opposed by St. Louis and Max Scherzer on the air at 5:10.
A 5:40 start for the Chicago Cubs as they play in Seattle. A win yesterday, 6-5. Kyle Schwarber had a great hit.
I got it. Hold on.
And now Schwarber drives one in the air. Deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Upper deck. Kyle Schwarber with a home run in the eighth inning. And the Cubs take a 6-5 lead. What a blast.
And a homer from Anthony Rizzo. And Daniel Descalzo.
Yeah. Former Cardinal and former Colorado Rocky.
Okay.
He's been other places.
All right.
But he's a good player, and I had a picture with him in 2011.
Me too. And John Jay. Yep.
That's when I told Daniel Descalzo, because I was about his height.
Uh-huh.
I could probably post you up, and he laughed and said, no, you couldn't.
No. I remember that.
He was twice as thick as I was, and his arms were like 18 inches, so I probably was a little too sassy.
Chicago White Sox postponed. Their doubleheader will take place today against Baltimore. Milwaukee over Boston, 123-102, so the series is tied at a game apiece. What's trending with Golden State beating Houston 115-109 yesterday is Houston Rockets star James Harden says he can barely see after getting hit in both eyes in the evening in the first quarter in that loss. Evidently, bleeding in both eyes, suffered a laceration on his left eyelid. So we're watching James Harden and hope he heals up. Whew. That does not sound good.
Well, he's the man. I mean, he scores the points, and Houston's done.
Warriors star guard Steph Curry also briefly left the game because of, in the first quarter, dislocating his middle finger on his left hand when he tried to tip the ball away from Clint Capela.
It's interesting. The NBA just goes along like they're shaving, and then the playoffs start, and then everybody ratchets it.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's like, we're in. We're going to actually play hard all the time because this is the deal.
In hockey, St. Louis and the Blues are in action against Dallas tonight. Blues are up 2-1 in that series. Coach Dave Clawson is 51. He has an 8-year contract now with Wake Forest. He's been winning and went to bowls the last three seasons. The Colts signed a deal with Spencer Ware, a running back who's 27 from Kansas City.
All right, here's your ESPN 90. 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Mild today, high 73, 59 hour low tonight, chance of precipitation at 90%, flash flood watch until 7. Thursday's forecast with thunderstorms and a high 70, low 48. Clouds on Friday with a high 63. Morning showers, then partly cloudy Saturday, high 64, 71, partly cloudy on Sunday. I know that's when that mud strut will happen, helping the Champaign-Urbana Humane Society. That's a cool
Fulbert Park in Savoy. That should be fun. ESPN 93.5, our temperature at 62.
Okay, going to check your Fox Business Minute. Be right back. Time is 8:20. It is Wednesday. This is May 1st. How about that? Into the fifth month already.
May Day.
Wow.
From the Fox Business Network, there's an encouraging reading on the job market for April from payroll processing company ADP. It says private employers created 275,000 new jobs last month. Service providing companies created the most jobs, but construction and leisure hospitality also saw strong increases. Royal Caribbean's business is better than expected. It was able to charge more for tickets and passengers were able to spend more on ships. The company does say the crane collapse at the Grand Bahama ship yard caused extensive damage to its Oasis of the Seas ship, and it will have expenses related to that this year. Apple reported a weaker quarter, though it's seeing iPhone sales improving in China after it offered discounts there. Hilton Worldwide is reporting a stronger quarter that was better than Wall Street expected, and it was able to charge more for rooms. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Wallace on Fox News Channel.
The animating question for me is always, what's going to happen next? If people sense that you're not pushing an agenda, you're not pulling your punches, they're going to rely on you. It's a commitment to the truth. One of the advantages, I think, of having been in this business so long, you're able to detect what is real, what is important, and what's just political noise.
Chris Wallace on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
That we're going to get better. It's going to happen soon.
The future is now, and you're going to want to see it. Get your 2019 Fighting Illini football tickets today at FightingIllini.com or 866-ILLINI1.
GAF is akin to a dynasty in the roof game. One in four homes in America have GAF roofs. They're the best quality and America's favorite roof. Freedom Roofing is a GAF Master Elite Certified Roofing Contractor, which means they are able to exclusively sell you the best quality roofing products and warranties from GAF. So don't be afraid to go online to freedomchampagne.com, put in your info, and you can get a quote on the latest and greatest in roofing technologies. That's freedomchampagne.com.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Look forward to the tomato plants.
Yes.
Atah, Derrickin, First Federal. How are you?
I'm great, Stevie. How are you?
Well, where's my plant?
You know, we don't even have them yet, but we will on Monday. We'll have over 5,000 tomato plants to give away, and I will make sure that you get your special plant.
And I'm looking forward to it. One year I had, the biggest, reddest. I mean, they're really, where do you get these things?
We get them from a grower in Danville. Danville Gardens for many years has been supplying them for us. So we're very pleased with the super fantastic variety. They seem to be able to handle all the conditions that the Midwest can throw at a tomato plant.
Uh-huh. I know I plant mine in kind of a weird place in the yard that doesn't get mowed, so I don't have to attend to it much. But I had a half a dozen of them last year, and they all produced. It's really good stuff. Again, it's coming our way on Monday. The 6th between 9 and 5?
That's correct, yeah. During lobby hours, we hope to give them all away. So while supplies last, come and visit us at our main office, 1311 South Neal Street, Champaign, or our Urbana office at 301 West Springfield Avenue in Urbana.
And these are free tomato plants.
These are free tomato plants. Yeah, just come in, say hello. This is our way to welcome spring and welcome our neighbors in Champaign County into our offices.
That's awesome.
And just to meet our great staff.
And, you know, if I walk in and take a tomato plant, thank you, and leave and come back with a fake nose and glasses, would you question me or?
Well, we probably would with the fake nose and glasses, okay. You know, with the disguise. But you know, just come back in as you are, and you know, we'll sit down with you and get you another plant.
Hey, listen, it's awesome. Stop by First Federal beginning Monday while they last. If they're wonderful tomato plants, they're free. Just to say, yo, let's go to spring. Oh, by the way, just an observation. I have noticed under careful study that these plants work really well when you water them. So just telling
there's
you.
That.
There's that. So if you water these suckers, that big old red ones come up. It's really cool.
That's right.
When it comes to banking at, you know, First Federal, what kind of things are you seeing in the banking industry? What kind of things should we take note of?
Well, you know, rates have come down, and so people are still buying homes, and that's something that we're happy to talk to people about when they come in. But all of our different products and services are available, from mobile banking and mobile check deposit, and, of course, our wonderful local service and loan closings in 30 days runs the full menu of services and products that people are looking for, insurance and, you know, saving for college and retirement as well. So it's a one-stop shop, and we look forward to meeting with anyone for all of their financial needs.
Todd Derrickon, you the man, 1311 well, South Neal for First Federal. You're also, would the plants be at Springfield too? No.
Yep. I don't think, yeah.
Both locations, think.
Both locations, 301 West Springfield and 1311 South Neal, both or just the 1311 South Neal location.
They'll be at both locations.
What a deal, man.
I know.
Wait a minute, I can go to both places.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
No, listen, Todd, good job. We love these every year. Thanks to First Federal. Thank you for doing this.
It's our pleasure. Thank you, Stevie. All right. Thank you, Diane. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Talk to you later. He's a good guy.
Uh-huh.
826. So I was talking about the Brent Christensen case that got moved to Peoria. And I wondered why they would withdraw the mental health defense. Apparently, by withdrawing the defense, they took away the right that the prosecution might have. Let's see. By withdrawing the defense, they took away the right that the prosecution might have to have him examined by mental health experts selected by the prosecution. It's legal stuff.
Okay.
I figured it out. Anyway, the Christensen trial got moved from here to Peoria for the Chinese scholar disappeared. They still don't know exactly. I mean, at least Ying Sang. Mm-hmm. They don't know. They never found a body. Now, what the evidence will show makes something come out on that. But anyway, sad stuff when we go back to that, and hopefully this will be some closure for the family. Okay, back in a moment. The news will be next. It's ESPN 93.5, 8:27 in Washington. The Attorney General William Barr will testify before the Senate committee at 9 o'clock. That's big national news at this hour.
Today.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Liu. The nation's top attorney could be defending his own actions this morning over the Robert Mueller report.
Today's Q&A with the Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee is supposed to be the first of two Capitol Hill appearances for Attorney General William Barr this week. A hearing tomorrow at the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee remains in doubt because of a format allowing questions from committee attorneys.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Lawmakers want to know about new revelations that Mueller told the Attorney General he was frustrated with Barr's original summary of the report. Clashes during May Day marches in Paris.
The left-wing black bloc, who have been picking fights, really, with the police. A lot of bottles thrown, and then the police responding with tear gas.
Diana Magdane with Sky News in Paris, where yellow jacket protesters have been holding weekend demonstrations for 6 months now. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana District 116 Board of Education has announced three finalists for the job of superintendent of schools. The candidates are Jennifer Ivory Tatum, who is an assistant superintendent in Champaign's Unit 4 District. Kirk Kennecke is the superintendent of the Graham School District in St. Paris, Ohio. And Dr. Brian Metcalf is the managing director of Impact at City Year Chicago. Whomever gets the job will start his or her duties July 1st. Meetings are planned coming up so the public can better get to know those candidates. Stark Excavating will be doing daily lane closures as part of Phase 3 of the West Washington Street Drainage Improvements Project. One lane of University Avenue at James Street will be closed during the day while crews are working. The daily lane closures are planned to begin today at 7 a.m. Those will continue through the end of July. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, 8:34. It's just rainy, and that's kind of it, huh?
Right. Otherwise, partly cloudy and breezy. Today's high 73, down to 58 this evening. Up to 70 with another 80% chance of showers on tomorrow's forecast, down to around 48. Flash flood watch in effect until 7 tonight. Clouds on Friday, high 63, morning showers, and then partly cloudy, high 64 for Saturday, up to 71 partly cloudy on Sunday. Saturday, I know there's that, garage sale, bike sale, a
motorcycle. Motorcycle, how's it looking?
I mean, morning showers, okay. And then partly cloudy, right. The high 64.
You want a deal or not? You want a deal right. or not?
62 on ESPN 93.5.
According to the News Gazette, the U of I was missing from talks on the next steps for the Yards project. That's what they're calling the Downtown Ice Arena.
Okay.
Stakeholders and what could be the biggest mixed-use development in downtown Champaign's history packed the Champaign City Council members last night for a study session to determine the next steps for the Yards development. There was a notable absence. This is written by Alberto Toledo. There was a noticeable the University of Illinois Division of Intercollegiate Athletics. I really can't get past not knowing what the DIA's investment in this project is going to be, Councilmember Alicia Beck said during her comments on the $250 million project. You know they built the Beckman Institute for $40 million? That's chump change now.
You've got an athletic complex. It is complex, right?
I don't know. I have never built one, so I don't know.
And then I know that there's a meeting on this on the U of I side inside the next two or 3 weeks. So maybe they just weren't ready to go to that meeting because people are going to be questioning them, and they got stuff that they're going to be facing in this other meeting. So
Councilmember Beck said, "I need to know whether they're going to land money. Monetarily, structurally, and what their timeline is in terms of their commitment." She said, "I'm fine making a convention center. I'm more than on board with MTD's expansion and assisting, but I cannot get past the DIA's lack of voice on this right now." Located on the southeast edge of downtown, the Yards. Who called it the Yards? Isn't that hard to say?
Does it stand for something?
I don't know.
YARDS.
Okay. The Yards would include an expansion of the Illinois Terminal, a 5,000-seat Division I hockey arena, that's big, for a team that currently doesn't exist, a convention space for up to 1,000 people, 180-room upscale hotel. We need another hotel, I guess. 90,000 square feet of office and retail space, two parking structures offering 789 parking spaces.
That's good.
Which is far fewer than projections have said would be necessary for peak times.
Oh.
5,000-seat arena, then presumably 5,000 seats for a show? Can't you convert that into Oreo Speedwagon or something?
Right. And that would be great.
You would have, gold, silver, bronze kind of State Farm, the Yards, and then Virginia.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, it feels like it's almost too big or too small here. We need a medium.
So if you don't know what I'm saying, just read the Three Bears story. Three Little Bears. Because you'd have the big one, the medium one, and the smaller one. And it's down the street from the Virginia. Does that mess them up at all? I don't know. It'd be different if it's 5,000. What if it's 5,000 and new? You could totally get some pretty good acts in. Does that hurt State Farm? Because they have a lot of shows with 4,000 people. Anyway, it's going, but it's still sitting, and I'm sure they're working all the time on this because this is a big deal. $250 million's a bunch.
And just for clarity, it's like where Rogard used to be, right?
Yeah.
And then, there was some kind of oil or welding place there.
I think all that, but I just wonder how they navigate the train. Because you got tracks and you can't move those. So I'm sure they've got it all figured out. I just don't know.
Okay, now I just pulled up a picture and wow. I mean, this looks cool. And of course, the tracks are right there.
Right.
Along the back end of it.
Well, and again, noise, I suppose, at that point doesn't matter. D1 hockey here? Yeah, I think there'd be people that would go 5,000 people? I think 1,000. I don't know how they get 5,000 to hockey. I mean, volleyball, which is one of the best programs in the country, can get, what, 3? I presume volleyball be in the same place. Obviously very nice. I think volleyball could get 5. Maybe hockey could. I don't know.
Okay, that was the Goodyear Twin City Tire Company and Road Guards Office Supply Store.
Yep, I know exactly where you are.
11 acres of land right there. I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah, that's not a lot when you're talking 5,000 people, though. I mean, it's 11 acres is the WDWS lot down there. I mean, that's nice, but is it big enough for 5,000 people?
So they have a new hotel motel tax that would be imposed on
1%.
Special, right.
Yeah, 1%. Otherwise, it's...
So this new tax revenue generated.
That's what they're... But they're still... It's government dollars. It's my money, right? I'm paying taxes for local.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure they'll announce more when we have it, and I'm sure the U of I knows exactly what they're doing. They're just not ready to tell me. 8:40. 20 till?
I say Scotties. You say...
Enjoy.
Yeah, okay. Okay, apparently the Carl parking is included in the space. Thank you for that. For the downtown Carl parking. Is that Carl? Down there? I need a map to really figure out the yards. Now, listen, you click your heels and you put something like that in place down there, it'd be big. It'd be big time. I'm not convinced of traffic. I think there'd be some snarls. But a text says was it Christie? Maybe Christie parking included
mm-hmm,
down there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right, Christie. Okay, yeah. So if you have Christie parking, there's certainly a lot of that, I think, around there. I need a map. I need a map, somebody.
Well, and I could show you this on the break. I have a map pulled up now of the yards projects.
And 1,000 new jobs? Is that kind of the... Wonder what kind? I mean,
that's
your hotel jobs.
In this article.
And, I think that's one of the things that's out there.
Okay.
Christensen case, as far as withdrawing the mental health issue, he's still eligible either way for the death penalty. Might have provided his lack of now using mental health as a defense would maybe make them hesitate had they known. There's some legal stuff in here I still don't understand when it comes to the Brent Christensen case going on in Peoria about the strategy his defense is doing versus what the prosecution wants to do and questioning. Bottom line is, I think I understand this could take less time. And the article in the News Gazette today said that it's possible he could plead guilty. So we were trying to track in that. Okay, last night at Houlihan's, after our travel show, I had a big salad. But I like iceberg lettuce, so they brought that out. And they had some blue cheese crumbles and the fresh chicken, the delicious grilled chicken. Oh, my gosh. Stupid good.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary's, just south of the State Farm Center.
Partner with BC for Purpose and Progress during National Volunteer Month this April. From feeding the hungry to helping the homeless, our associates volunteer their time and talents during our annual initiative, Community Promise Month. With countless hours served and millions donated, we look forward to increasing our impact each year. Join our cause. Visit BC.com to learn more today. BC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Shop 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign for Mother's Day. 10,000 Villages has a great selection on earrings, necklaces, and other jewelry, along with beautiful scarves that mom will love. Plus, now through May 12th, it's buy one, get one 50% off on jewelry and scarves. Only at 10,000 Villages. Find mom something she will love this Mother's Day. 10,000 Villages, 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign.
Are your car's tires telling you it's time for a change? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, we've got some of the major tire lines available with an incredible deal. Buy three, get one free. Select tires from Kelly and Economy are all buy three, get one free. Then let your CarX trained mechanic handle mounting, balancing, and expert installation. Visit your CarX man in Champaign and Danville, as this tire offer won't last long. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
All right, sports headline. Lines 846.
Well, when I heard we had 12 walks and hit a few guys in the game yesterday.
And midweek game for Illinois baseball. Yeah, whatever.
It's fine. SIU won 12-3 yesterday.
Dan Hartlib might pitch me in a midweek game.
Maybe there we
not.
Go.
No, probably not.
Indiana State tonight at 6. And then it's a Wing Wednesday. So you might want to tap into that specialty concession stand item for this game at Illinois Field. And then we're gearing up for Indiana into the weekend, and beer's being sold at all the games, $5 or $6. Indiana ranked number 19, and the game on Friday night at 6 is called the Bleacher Bum Barbecue Special. So some fun promotional items to tap into. Illinois softball over DePaul in a shortened game, 5 innings, 7-0 was the final. Cards over Washington, 3-2. Cubs over Seattle, 6-5. Chicago White Sox postponed against Baltimore, a doubleheader today. By the way, Cubs in Seattle, 5:40 start on US 105.9. 5:10 is when you'll start the pregame. 6:05 first pitch for the Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5.
Carmack, the National Weather Service.
Well, it could be wet conditions with this flash flood watch in effect till 7 tonight. There's a 90% chance of precipitation. Winds up to 22 miles per hour. Mild with a high 73. 59 hour low tonight. Up to 70 tomorrow with an 80% chance of rain. Down to 48. Wrapping up on Thursday, partly cloudy, and then the same for Friday, partly cloudy, high 63, low 47. Morning showers in the forecast Saturday, then looking better. Partly cloudy and a high 64. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 71. 60.
These tickets will sell out. If the Yards happens, I would think a whole lot of businesses downtown would be pretty ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have an opening there when Distill comes to Carl at the Fields. That's going to be a hot spot right there at that corner. I mean, Big Grove, how happy would they be?
Right.
And the news
adds to the excitement, really.
News Gazette walks across the street to cover a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And all the places down there, you know, they got to figure it out. I'm sure they will. We've got city planners that are pretty good at this. But, no, I mean, again, pardon our dust, that's going to take a while.
Yeah. Well, and they're hoping at the end of the year they can start this project, and it says completion latter half of 2021.
What?
Could that be right?
Uh-uh. I don't buy that for a minute. As if it doesn't rain, okay? No way. I mean, maybe, I don't. If they say it, I'm sure it's true, or they think it's, I just can't believe that. It's taken us, what, 15 years to build a high school over there? I'm kidding. It's like 4 years. Now that's a way bigger than this. But still, no, listen, what do they say? You got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet?
That's right.
Uh-huh. So, you know, we grow. It's amazing in America. We don't keep old things. We just kind of knock them down and build new.
Uh-huh.
We don't have a cathedral because our country's only 200 and some years
old.
That's
right.
So we don't have that European thing. We just kind of, well, but this when done, you're going to hockey and volleyball and stuff like that, and you got shows down there. And
that's right.
If I'm a hotel person, I don't like it because it's another 100 and some rooms. So there's all that. Anyway, off we go. We'll be back tomorrow on the second day of May, God willing. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J, the Jeremy Warner Program.
Interstate 39 between mile marker 0 and 7. Interstate 55 between mile markers 112 and 176. Interstate 74 between mile markers 119 and 153. Excessive runoff from heavy rainfall will cause flooding of small creeks and streams, country roads, farmland, and other low-lying spots. Please report flooding to your local law enforcement agency when you can do so safely.